Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Batchelor, a conversation with colleague John Bolton, former National Security Advisor, about the Middle Eastern tragedies upon tragedies. What is to be done with the Gazans while they rebuild, or if it is impossible to continue as it was in the past? Mr. Bolton speaks of de-Hamasification. Why? Why is it that no nation, Arab nation or otherwise, welcomes the Gazans while their home is rebuilt? Why is it that Egypt next door refuses to permit the Gazans to live, at least temporarily, in the Sinai? John Bolton explains. Much more of this tonight. De-Hamasification.
Well, no, they're not. And they actually have a valid reason. They're worried that Hamas is a subsidiary of the Muslim Brotherhood, which they've had plenty of trouble with in Egypt, and they don't want to import more trouble. And I think that has to tell us that part of the solution, wherever the Gazans may end up, has to be we've got to remove the cancer of Hamas, take it out of their thinking. De-Hamasification is something we need to consider to make them free of this constant fear and domination that Hamas has had for decades in the Gaza Strip. I think that's a humanitarian thing to do, to break this cancer and allow the people and their children to have a future and a viable economy and hopefully a stable society.